OKC Mayor David Holt delivers his State of the City address, what he's focusing on for the future, and the Oklahoma County Jail reports a statistical decrease in jail deaths. Details ahead on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, July 16th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt delivered his 2026 State of the City address Wednesday. As KGOU's Jack Walters reports, the focus was on the challenges that come with rapid growth and the importance of sports in the city.
Mayor Holt predicts Oklahoma City will hit 1 million residents as early as 2050, and there needs to be a sense of urgency around improvements to transportation infrastructure, including a proposed commuter railway between Norman, OKC, and Edmond, being developed in collaboration with One Transit.
We want a high quality of life in Oklahoma City. We are unapologetic about that. But when you have a high quality of life, people are going to move here. And the first place you'll feel it is on our roads.
Holt also unveiled Oklahoma City's new professional soccer club, OKC United.
We are almost surely the only city in the world currently building both an arena and a stadium just a few blocks away from each other. That stadium paves the way for the return of professional soccer in OKC.
The team will play at the new MAPS 4 multipurpose stadium upon its completion, in time for the 2028 USL Championship League. I'm Jack Walters.
And you can watch Mayor Holt's full State of the City address at kgou.org. The Oklahoma County Detention Center has gained notoriety as one of the nation's deadliest jails because of its number of in-custody deaths. But now Sierra Pfeiffer reports jail officials say they've seen the first significant improvement in years.
Two jail detainees died during a 365-day period that ended this July. Jail administrator Tim Kimmery says it's one of the lowest numbers of deaths at the jail in a year-long stretch since 1999. And he says it's one of the most positive developments at the Oklahoma County Detention Center in the last 5 years. Jail officials credit more aggressive contraband searches for reducing the number of in-custody deaths, which once saw 21 people die in a year-long period that ended in 2021.
We know it's going to happen, but we're going to do our very best to keep it at the very bare minimum that we can.
In total, 61 people have died inside the Oklahoma County Jail since 2020, including three so far this year. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Governor Kevin Stitt is appointing the state's chief financial officer to lead the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports this comes less than a year after its current director assumed the role.
The state Medicaid agency's director, Clay Bullard, told Stitt's office he will return to the private sector. The governor's office says Bullard will provide transitional support over the next few weeks to Aaron Morris, who will serve as the agency's interim director. Before his role as the state's CFO, Morris worked as the healthcare authority's CFO. Stitt says his experience will situate him well for the role. Morris says he looks forward to working to address the budgetary and regulatory issues that face the agency. The agency received only half of its nearly $500 million budgetary increase request during this year's legislative session. Its board could only approve a razor-thin budget for the new fiscal year after several cuts and modifications were made. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A new forensic audit finds more than $1 million in misappropriated funds and fraudulent expenditures in a small central Oklahoma community. Grayson Wheeler has the latest on a report from the State Auditor and Inspector's Office.
The audit shows a former town clerk in the McLean County community of Washington allegedly funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars toward her own credit card payments and personal transactions. That includes nearly $26,000 of Amazon purchases, a $1,500 puppy, and about $30,000 in, quote, dog-related expenditures. She's also accused of doctoring bank statements to obscure the fraudulent purchases. Current Washington officials shared a statement on social media saying the town's Board of Trustees requested this audit in 2024 after identifying concerns about town finances. Officials say many of the corrective actions recommended in the report have already been implemented, and more are in the works. The individuals accused of misconduct in the audit are no longer employed with the town. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.